Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Overnights from 2 to 6 on AM 930, The Answer. News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group flagship radio stations in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio, as we're heard across America on some of America's great radio stations, also across the Caribbean, where the hurricane is cruising across right now in the Bahamas and headed to Florida, South Florida, and streaming live on the internet and satellite all around the world. Now, a special shout-out always goes to our active-duty military and veterans. We also salute our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping with the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, thanks for all that you do. You can follow us on Facebook by going to our Facebook page, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our new website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All new, all designed especially for you, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
How about saying the pledge for the second time? You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, there seems to be a little splash in water over there at News Corp, which is the parent company owned by Rupert Murdoch of Fox Business, Fox News and Fox Business. James Murdoch, who's Rupert's son, has quit the board of News Corp over apparently editorial differences. He didn't like some of the editorials that were coming out.
Well, that's exactly right, and I think this has to do with the Wall Street Journal as well. But that's right. So it's kind of abrupt, but also, of course, James Murdoch has been seen as someone who might be steering Fox News in a particularly different direction than most people might think it might be going, that kind of thing. And so this is quite a development, for sure.
Well, I'm not sure how to take this because the new director of programming or some sort of title like that, I forget exactly what it was, is the former communications director of Joe Biden's Joe Biden when he was presidential, vice president.
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah, well, there's a lot of interesting things happening at Fox, and I think a lot of people would not be surprised if some of the things that they're perceiving might have a genesis with all that.
Now, over across the pond, Britain's Prince Andrew has been accused in court documents released this week of lobbying for an Epstein plea deal.
Yeah, isn't that something? This whole story, Captain, just gets worse and worse and weirder and sadder. And I think people get more and more outraged the more that they find out about the things that were happening and happening to these young women, apparently through all these different things to do with the island and all of that. And so, yeah, it does sort of beg the question, why would you try to get a plea deal for somebody like Jeffrey Epstein, who is no longer with us, of course, but we know a lot more than we did just a little while ago.
Now, this is probably one of the most important stories of the weekend that you should hear all over the place, but you won't. So we're going to start it right here, right now. There's a brand new medical study coming out of Italy. 1,500 patients that already had COVID-19 were treated with hydroxychloroquine, and this drug cut the death rate by 66% of people that were already sick with COVID-19. It cut the death rate by 66%.
Well, maybe the COVID-19 drug itself hasn't heard all of the commentary by the likes of Dr. Fauci and others who have condemned it or have said it just doesn't work or the science isn't there. Looks like the drug went ahead and actually helped people in this. And again, it's really something, Captain, because in this whole environment, if something works, we need to know about it. Maybe it works in certain stages of when somebody's infected. Maybe it works with certain age groups. Maybe it works together with something else like zinc or something like that. But we need to know. But we've seen things being shut down evidently for political purposes.
Well, let's start with that. You mentioned political purposes, and I'm going to throw something out there. Little Dr. Fauci, who was the face of everything to begin with, right?
Right, right.
He's a Democrat by party registration.
Very interesting, yeah.
Now, I'm not sure if we want to bring that into this or not, because then you've got Dr. Deborah Birx, who yesterday Nancy Pelosi teed off on and had some nasty things to say about Dr. Birx. I happen to think Dr. Birx is a whole lot different than Dr. Fauci.
Yes, and we were able to hear extensively from both those doctors early on, of course, in the coronavirus emergency. But yeah, I've always thought that she's had quite a good way of speaking about the whole issue. Yes.
And where my point is in all of this is that when you have a known Democrat converting with the Democratic policy and beliefs that seem to be out there, that they're trying to keep this thing going as long as they can because they know it's damaging the economy. They know it's hurting President Trump. They know that's what they want to do because they feel that's their ticket in. They've pretty much destroyed our economy, you know, although the economy is coming back now. So that's a surprise. So, you know, and we're going to do fine. Again, if we vote right in November and give this president a Congress, a House of Representatives that's Republican in nature, he's going to go off to the races.
Absolutely.
Okay, Kyle and I will be right back. Right after these messages coming your way, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. It is the weekend edition. This is the show that's been on the air for 20 years. Started it all.
We all need to do our part.
And show that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95. 95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com. A Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
More than political subversion. Read Matthew Whitaker's eye-opening account of Obamagate in Above the Law. It's at Amazon and wherever books are sold.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
And we are going to take it away right after we tell you that this portion of the program is being brought to you by our friends at Boomer Naturals. Now, right now, folks, we're all experiencing something that we have never been through before, and one of the big changes is having to wear a face cover where it's been mandated. Now, the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. And Boomer Naturals has a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. They're in stock right now and ready to ship to you right away. Now, these multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents per day. Now, one reason why these are so highly protective is the inner layer, enhanced with nano silver technology woven into the fabric that may enhance filtration and block droplets and tiny particles, too. And Boomer donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities helping tens of thousands of people in need. So you can order today by going to BoomerNaturals.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN20 at checkout, and save 20%. Now, Boomer Naturals also has a lot of wellness supplies in there, too. Hand sanitizer and other things that you can take a look at. And again, whatever it is you want to buy at checkout, use the product code CAPTAIN20 for a 20% discount. BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, out there in California, the land of lipstick, lalas, and lulus, right?
Right, right.
California Representative Dan Muser came out and said, The Los Angeles, California teachers will not help in any way to reopen the schools. They're going on a safety strike.
Yeah, this is real interesting, Captain. You know, and especially most parents that I've talked to, you know, want their kids to go back to school, of course, that it would be safe and there are precautions that can be taken and all kinds of things that can be done. But the teachers, you're right, the teachers' unions, as I understand, they are simply adamant against it. And so we'll see how that goes. But again, the political aspect to this is, you know, still there. And it's hard for people to think that maybe there's not something like that that's really driving this.
Yeah, and we'll just have to wait and see what happens. By the way, there's a report coming from the new Health and Human Services coronavirus data system. You're going to love this one, Kyle, and so aren't the people. So listen to this one. The new coronavirus data system is filled with errors and misinformation. Oh, boy.
Oh, well, boy. Yeah, no kidding.
Now, data system means information that they compute, correct?
Right, right.
So does that mean the numbers are skewed? I'll bet they are.
Well, right, yeah, again, and you know, especially if you're dealing with, you know, trying to make a statistical analysis of what to do next and where the outbreaks are and how bad it is. If you have garbage in, it's that old computer saying, right? Garbage in, garbage out.
Yep. Well, all I can tell you, folks, is that if this doesn't warrant somebody going back in there and taking a look at the numbers, which is probably why the CDC is in there changing some of the things that they've said, and, you know, you're lost. You don't know what to believe.
Well, exactly right. In fact, you've hit it on it, Captain. A lot of people have told me they don't know what to believe coming from the governor, the county, the, you know, any number of these voices, Dr. Fauci. It all changes every other day, it seems, and nobody has some clear consensus of what they need to be doing and how scared they should really be, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, now the U.S. is sinking another $2.1 billion into another potential vaccine, and there's a full speed ahead, damn the torpedoes type mission going on right now for the vaccine, and it looks like as if we're going to have something. Now, there are some testing, there is some testing going on right now with thousands of people across the country as we speak with a vaccine that's out there. It's possible we could see something coming a lot sooner rather than later.
Well, that's right. And even drug maker Merck, they said on Friday that they have two big trials they want to start in September. They have an experimental antiviral COVID-19 drug that you would take orally, and they expect that they're going to be testing that and try to see how many doses they could make if need be. But there's a lot going on, and it is happening at warp speed.
Well, there are ads in the newspaper for people to volunteer for this sort of stuff. Now, they may not know that that's what they're volunteering for, but they're asking to volunteer for some scientific testing, and that's what this is. Sounds like this Merck thing.
Right, exactly right. And of course, even once it is tested, and if you get what they would think would be a vaccine, that's still going to take some time. And unfortunately, it won't be, here's the vaccine, and everybody goes back to normal, because there's going to be time to take to see how it affects people. And some people, unfortunately, would get sick. I mean, there's a statistical sampling, I'm sure, that gets sick from any vaccine or any kind of thing like that because the way the vaccines work.
Now, have you ever heard about the positive power of prayer?
Of course, yeah.
There is an argument right now, and it's a big-time argument, and the Supreme Court is going to have to figure out what to do here once and for all because they're kind of on the wrong side of this issue, and somebody's got to come over to the bright side instead of the right, the far side. They feel that it's better to have a casino open in Nevada than it is to have a church open in Nevada. Tell me where that's right.
Well, it's not. I mean, again, if you have people in a room and they're socially distanced and they're gambling, what's the difference if people are sitting in a worship service?
And I don't mind. I don't mind them having casinos open. That's fine. For the people that want to go to a casino, fine, let them go. But guess what? For the people that want to go to a church, let them go to a church. Quit closing the doors on them.
Well, exactly right. And you know, Captain, one of the major aspects of this crisis is that people are feeling disconnected. They're not able to go to their church, for example. They're not able to interact. And it's having some psychological effects because people are not able to congregate and simply be together and support one another. And so by closing down the churches but leaving other things open is just a non sequitur to so many of the people in our communities.
Now, there are a lot more people that can afford to move out of the north that are moving right now, Lock, Stock, and Kitty Hawk. A lot of them are coming to Florida. Hopefully, they're leaving their voting habits behind, which is how come they're having to move to begin with, because their voting habits created part of the problem they got to why they're leaving places like New York, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Ohio, and others, California included. They're coming down to where there's the taxes are lower, it's more affordable. Tennessee, for example, Florida, for example, Texas, for example, Nevada, for example. They're not all driving in droves to go to New Hampshire, where, of course, the taxes are low up there, too. But it snows up there.
Right, it does. You're right. We've had people tell us that, especially those who have been laid off or have lost their jobs here in California, and they're beginning to look out of state in many cases. If something doesn't happen, they're going to have to essentially just move from California. This is a real problem. But also, a lot of people want to escape not only the craziness, but they want to escape the taxation, as you said. So they're looking for all kinds of different places to go.
Everybody wants to know why you're still there.
Well, good question. But we're looking. I mean, we're definitely considering.
Okay. Well, the virus is threatening to permanently shut down one-third of America's restaurants that will never come back again, and that's really – I'm really sorry to hear that.
I am sorry to hear that as well, Captain. This is something that is – I think could have been avoided, at least for the most part. But again, it's because you have people making decisions about other people's businesses, and they don't understand how these businesses even operate. You can't tell a restaurant, well, you can open, back when here in California, restaurants could open for dine-in, but you can't tell a restaurant, you can open, but you can only have 25% of your capacity. How do they expect them to make a living, pay their people, pay the rent, et cetera, on 25% capacity? And again, I think these decisions are arbitrary coming down from politicians.
Mm-hmm. And now Apple tops Saudi's Aramco as the world's most valuable company, valued at $1.81 trillion.
Wow. I mean, that's just that's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yep, well, oil used to be king, and now it looks like computers and whatnot are king. And, of course, Apple's into just about everything technological, too. But we'll be right back, folks, with more. Kyle Warren is going to stick around. We're doing something different right now. We're going to change the program around on the weekends to where we're doing one military report in hour number three of the program, which is where you normally hear it anyway. So we're going to come back with...
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was once again discharged from the hospital. Public Affairs Department for the court says she's resting at home and doing well. Ginsburg, the oldest Supreme Court justice at 87 years of age, underwent a non-surgical procedure to revise a bile duct stent she had placed last year. The Associate Justice also announced earlier this month she's undergoing more chemotherapy for a recurrence of pancreatic cancer. Despite her recent health issues, Ginsburg has given no indication she intends on retiring. Any news of Ginsburg's health is closely watched given the balance of the court and the timing of the upcoming presidential election. The Trump administration is hiking the fees for a range of immigration benefits, including an 83% increase in petitions from green card holders seeking to become U.S. citizens and the first ever charge for asylum request. The new U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services fees take effect on October 2nd. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are broadcasters. Visit WeAreBroadcasters.com or text radio to 52886 to learn more. Furnished by NAB and this station.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and this portion of the program is being brought to you by Food for the Poor. Now, today in Haiti and Guatemala and other countries in the developing world, COVID has created a food crisis, and now on top of that, you've got a hurricane that's come through that's skirting these areas down there, and day laborers can't work, informal markets are closed, food is scarce, and access to food has been effectively cut off, and families are unable to earn a dollar or two a day that prevented hunger from becoming starvation for their children. So when there's a crisis like this, you rely on reputable organizations that you know will ensure every dollar does the most good. And today, I'm partnering with Food for the Poor, and you get emergency food relief into the hands of starving children right away. Now, your one-time gift of $111 provides three children emergency food relief for the next 6 months. A gift of $185 will feed five children for 6 months. And how many children are you willing to save? Can you make the most of your generous gift today? If so, call the number 855-353-4673. That's 855-353-HOPE, H-O-P-E. Or you can give online at letstalkfaith.com by clicking the red emergency food relief banner there. You can make a difference for a child today at letstalkfaith.com. These people are desperate. They need help, and we need to help them. That's all there is to it, folks. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, Kyle, this is the new format we're doing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
So, let's get into this little discussion, because most people right now, U.S. voters, and these are voters, these are not just people that are registered to vote, these are people that vote, say that China is chiefly to blame for the coronavirus, and most now believe that the Chinese should pay at least some of the global costs of the pandemic, if not all of it. Now, this is a new poll that came out from Rasmussen Reports. There was a national telephone and online survey that found that 50% of likely U.S. voters felt that China is primarily to blame for the worldwide spread of the coronavirus. In the meantime, 36% disagreed, and 14% just weren't sure. So by an advantage plus 14 points, most people feel that are likely voters that China should have to pay for the damage they've done to the people that they've hurt.
Well, this is a very, very interesting poll, Captain. And, of course, in some ways it's skewed between Republicans and Democrats. 72% are more likely than Democrats at 37%. But this is quite interesting, though. Those not affiliated with either major party, 44% of those people blame China. So this, again, a very interesting poll. The more information that comes out about the virus, which appeared to have originated in Wuhan, China, is and has affected so many people across the globe and taken so many lives. Not only that, but all of the complications that people have had physically from this virus, even if they survived it, is just unknowable at this point. But it is not good. That's one thing that we do know. And so, yes, I think that as we go forward, and you'll hear, I think, the Democrat political party try to sort of poo-poo it all. They would rather have you blame Donald Trump. But Donald Trump's actually been trying to fight this thing. And we know from the World Health Organization and so forth that China never reported this. It was, we didn't have a good warning on this. Had we had that, had they really contained it, we might be looking at a very different planet Earth right now.
Well, here's another aspect of this poll that tells you the rubber meets the road. 53% of all the voters now think that China should help pay for at least some of the financial costs that have resulted from the global transmission of the coronavirus, which originated in Wuhan, China. Now, that's up from 42%. When Rasmussen Reports first asked this question back in mid-March, so it's gone up by 11 points. Now, in the meantime, 31% say China should not have to pay, down from 36% 4 months ago, and 16% are still undecided. Now, those are pretty decisive numbers, where the people are saying by an advantage of 21 points that, hey, China started this, China needs to take care of it.
Well, right. Absolutely. And, I think these numbers will just increase over time because, Captain, we've seen some very devastating economic fallout in addition, obviously, and first and foremost to those who have gotten sick or have died, people have lost loved ones. But the tsunamis that are going to be coming as a result of the financial crisis and shutdowns, with evictions, people losing their jobs, their companies shutting their doors, not coming back ever again. This is going to be felt for a long time, and I think people are going to be more and more concerned with, wait a minute, what is the responsibility of China here?
Now, we've got a question that was sent in via the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and that's great. You can do it that way, too. I forgot to mention that that's another way you can get a hold of us. And the question is from our listener, Rose. She says, what is going to happen with the mail-in voting? This affects our votes for Congress, too, not just the president. Okay, yep, that is true. The president, of course, is lobbying against mail-in voting. He's saying absentee ballots are fine. But now, I did fill out an absentee ballot for the Florida primary, and you know what I did with it, Kyle?
I'll bet you dropped it off instead of mailing it.
I drove it right to the supervisor of elections office, walked in there and handed it to him where I got the lecture. Well, you could have mailed this. I said, yep, I could have. Doesn't mean it would have gotten here.
Well, that's exactly.
And the woman looked at me strange.
Well, sure, because, yeah, it's just, oh, just pop that thing in the mail, you know. But here's the thing, Captain. See, but you went through a process to get your absentee ballot. And, but if things had just been mailed out, you know, pell-mell and willy-nilly to everybody with an address, and you send them a ballot, that doesn't mean that,
okay,
that even gets them.
And let me stop you. There was one home somewhere in Georgia where they got 100 unemployment, or was it, yeah. Oh, no, stimulus. They got 100 stimulus checks to one address that one person lived at. How do you explain that one?
Well, exactly. So that they got too many checks, but then what about the people who went through the mailboxes knowing that they were going to get the checks? You know, they stole the checks. And you could have people intercept ballots. You know, there's no guarantees. It's completely out there in the ether, as it were.
Yeah.
And there's no way of tracking these things.
Yeah. Now, here's a couple of things before we wrap this topic up. Most voters agree with Congress's attempt to fashion another coronavirus stimulus package, but they worry that the plan will be loaded with all kinds of unnecessary goodies because the Democrats are going to load it up with whatever is politically motivated on their part to help their people out instead of helping the people out that really need the help.
Well, right, and that's been their modus operandi from the very beginning here, Captain. They're completely lining their political pockets, as it were.
Yep. And this is why I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it again, and then we got a second part of the question here. We need to stop. We need to get rid of Nancy Pelosi as being the Speaker of the House. Now, second part of Rose's question was, if Biden's VP takes over, does that make Nancy Pelosi the VP? No. You explain why.
No, and that's a great question, Rose. Absolutely great question. If Joe Biden were to resign or go out on the 25th Amendment, then the vice president would take over. In that case, the new president appoints a vice president. But that vice president has to be confirmed by a majority vote of both the House of Representatives and the Senate. That's how that would work. And that would take a little bit of time, but that's the process.
Now, could that vice president be the Speaker of the House? Sure.
Sure, yeah. If they would appoint the Speaker would then resign and become the vice president, or at least for the appointment.
Yeah, but that does not mean that Nancy Pelosi will automatically become the vice president.
No.
Even the president.
Well, no, but only in the scenario where there would not be a vice president, all, you know, confirmed into that position.
By the way, who's next in line after her?
President, Vice President, Speaker of the House, I think.
Secretary of State.
Yeah.
Yep, Secretary of State. Now, I could see Mike Pompeo as a president.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think he'd make a great one.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's what we got going on here, folks. And, Rose, we answered your question for you, and thanks for the answers. And, of course, we also got it out there about the COVID-19 and all the nonsense that's coming out there, too.
Well, exactly. And I think that the sentiment of what we're talking about with that poll is going to increase.
China needs to pay somebody something. They caused this. They created this. And if they don't want to pay people money or countries money to help out with their expenses, then guess what? We don't need any of us to be doing any business with China ever again for any reason. Just cut them off.
That'll be one reason why they want Biden so badly for those deals.
Yeah, because we know that he's already gotten $1 billion out of him. Oh, hello there, Hunter. Where's Hunter? Hold on, Kyle and I will be right back with more. The Truckers Highway and Byway coming up, and then Denise Simon chimes in after that. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere, no how, nobody, because we're coming back with more.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We are broadcasters. Visit WeAreBroadcasters.com or text radio to 52886 to learn more. Furnished by NAB and this station.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's our friend Donna Fiducia. She listens to us up there on AM 1330 WLBB in Charleston, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from our friends at Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there, everybody down there in Fort Benning tonight. And we are going to rock. This is the Truckers and Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Stop on by. Tell them you've been listening to Captain's America Third Watch and enjoy a free hot cup of coffee on us. Here we go.
Come back for more. Oh, the things that come by the day. your candle calls the mama. I'm so off the hand and I just around. Candle calls her mama. I'm so all to hand and I just around. Yeah. All to hand and out.
All righty. That's the Black Crowes. Too hard to handle. And I'll tell you what, you can rock to that one all night long. And I'm going to bring in Kyle Warren to this. Are you sitting down yet?
Yeah, just did now. That's good music. I love it.
Oh, yeah. You play that in the middle of the night, you're out there just a bebopping down the highway, the big old truck, and you don't care what's going on. All right, well, let me start with reading the weather statement here, and then we'll turn the west over to you. We've got hurricane conditions from this storm, Ozias, which is expected along parts of Florida's East Coast Saturday afternoon through Sunday. Now, we're starting to get the storm up towards Grand Bahama Island, moving away from the eastern Bahamas and honing in on South Florida. Now, hurricane warnings are in effect right now. We'll get into all the different areas here in a minute. And the storm may... I use the word may because hurricanes go where they want to go, depending strictly on timing, may be moving a little bit further to the west. Now, dangerous storm surge, heavy rainfall, isolated flood and urban flooding. Meanwhile, strong to severe thunderstorms, heavy rain and flooding are possible from the Ohio and Tennessee valleys into the middle Atlantic. So before we scare everybody to death with a hurricane down here, which is not necessarily coming where I'm going to be at, but we could see some interesting weather around Orlando. So tell us about the West Coast first.
Well, Captain, here on the West Coast, we are looking at some pretty hot temperatures, and, of course, all throughout the West, Pacific Northwest as well. We've got records, Captain, that are either being tied or broken in many areas around the western United States.
As far as what, high temperatures?
As far as high temperatures, triple digits, 107 degrees in Hanksville, Utah, Pocatello, Idaho, 104 degrees, Salt Lake City, 104, and they're shattering or tying records as far back as 10 years ago, one record going back all the way to 1971. So it is very hot in those areas, especially as we go through the areas in Washington State, Spokane, and Boise, Idaho, of course, all in the path of the heat, and that's because the jet stream has gone north, and we have a high-pressure system, of course, all over the western United States. So if you're in Las Vegas, if you're in Phoenix, if you're in Tucson, if you're in the Southern California deserts, or if you're along Southern California coast, the coastline's not so bad. We're looking at 80s, maybe early low 90s, but you're going to have triple digits basically everywhere else. Also in western Utah, heat advisory in western Montana. And get this, Captain, it looks like, I think this is in Phoenix area and all, temperatures about 109 degrees.
All right. Okay. Now, here we go. Over in the middle part of the United States, with central Kansas, we got a little bit of rain there south of Kansas City. Got a little bit of rain in the southern central part of Missouri right now, south of Columbia. We do have quite a bit of rain with some flash flooding and whatnot going on in Kentucky, the eastern two-thirds of Kentucky, and a little southern part of Indiana right now, north of Louisville, jump up in there about 40, 50 miles and all the way across towards the Ohio line, flood watches and warnings. High heat advisories today for the northeastern quadrant of South Carolina, all the way up the coast line of North Carolina. All right, here we go. Now, the hurricane, Ozias, is definitely going to be stronger. It's already clocking winds up to 85 miles an hour as we speak. There are higher gusts, well over 100 miles an hour. It's a compact storm in that hurricane force winds only go out 35 miles. The tropical force winds do go out 175 miles. Now, there is a model that has caught the National Weather Service's attention that shows the storm moving a little bit further to the west, which means areas around Orlando could possibly see some tropical force winds, not hurricane, but tropical force winds. The storm may hang off the Florida East Coast. Now, that's the worst-case scenario. It all depends on what's to the west of us and what's to the east of us. That determines everything. So if you're in South Florida all the way up to Daytona, be advised that you are going to have some weather that's going to go downhill fast starting around lunchtime. It'll stay that way until tomorrow, middle of the day or thereabouts. The Bahamas right now, you're coming out of it. It's striking Grand Bahama Island as we speak, and then it's got that 200 or so miles to come across. Now, Kyle, I want to thank you for being with us for the week, and we will look forward to talking to you on Monday. So you stay low and stay warm out there.
Sounds good, Captain. Thank you so much.
All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Now we go from the left hand to the right hand, and here is Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We're not concerned about the storm over here. We probably will see some winds, maybe 25, 30 miles an hour, unless it comes further to the west, but basically we won't see much of anything.
Thank goodness. And I hope that this thing continues to be a little more eastward than it is. So that
it wobbled in the last 2 hours, and that's got them all going, uh-oh.
Well, I mean, yeah, those things can certainly happen. Sad part about it is the water is very warm, and this thing got organized pretty quickly. It's moving at a fairly high rate of speed.
Uh-huh.
And it's big. It's not that it's powerful, It's big.
175 miles this thing goes out. Okay, now let me see here. Let me go real quickly down here. Don't think I have – well, I do have enough time. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You got about 30 seconds.
Okay, this is Covington. I'm calling from Tampa. I've called your show before. I listen to you all the time.
Yes, sir.
I got a question for Denise Simon.
Go ahead.
What can she tell me about MOUs? Lifted the restrictions on the federal government sending in police forces into the Portland, Oregon area.
All right, hold on. We'll get that answered. Yep. Thank you, Covington. Okay, you heard about that, right?
Yes.
We also heard that Seattle.
Time?
Yeah, we got about 30. Yeah, we got a minute. That's not time to explain at all, but go ahead.
Well, I'm assuming that what he's speaking of is the memorandums of understanding between the state police, the local police, and the federal agents.
Yep.
I have not read any of the MOUs, but they do exist, and there is an obligation for local governments to protect federal buildings, and it's not that it costs them any money, because it doesn't. We have to remember that the governments are given block grants under Department of Homeland Security and from the Department of Justice to pay for such a thing. There could be some violations here. And on behalf of the state police and the state and even the mayor and or governor.
Okay, 10 seconds.
I think that was the part of the reason that they all of a sudden decided to cooperate.
All righty. We will talk a little bit more about that when we come back, because we need to talk about what happened in Seattle with the police department yesterday. Bye-bye, police department in Seattle. In the meantime.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.